Good morning to one and all.
弟兄姐妹平安。
The text this morning is taken from Jude chapter 1, verse 1 to 19. There's no chapter. There's only one chapter.
今天早上的经文取自于犹大书。
We will be doing a responsive reading for the passage that we are looking at this morning.
我们将会用回应的方式来读这段经文。
Well, you will see on the slides mark L and C along the way.
你们可以在平面上看到。
And when it comes to C, I will ask Michelle to lead, and we will all respond by reading the C portions.
是 C 的话，我们就会用中文来念。
Both languages, so please choose the one that you prefer.
你们可以用英文或华文读都可以。
And before we begin, perhaps I should make an apology here because later on, when I'm going to the sharing, the text will only have the English version. So my apology to those who are reading who prefer Chinese Bible.
所以我待会会分享的时候，我会用英文的经文所以看华语的能够看圣经。
Okay, let's begin. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to whom, Okay, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called beloved in God, beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ.
第五节，从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地，后来就把那些不幸的灭绝了。这一切的事，你们虽然都知道，我却仍要提醒你们。又有不守本位、离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。又如索多玛、厄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行营，随从逆性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚，作为监禁。
Yet in a manner, these people also, relying on their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and blaspheme the glorious ones.
天使长米迦勒为摩西的尸首与魔鬼争辩的时候，尚且不敢用毁谤的话罪责他，只说主责备你吧。
But these people blaspheme all that they do not understand, and they are destroyed by all that they, like unreasoning animal, understand instinctively.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为力往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。这样的人在你们的爱席上与你们同吃的时候，正是礁石。他们做牧人，只知喂养自己，无所惧怕，是没有雨的云彩，被风飘荡，是秋天没有果子的树，死而又死，连根被拔出来。
Wild waves of the sea, casting up the foam of their own shame, wandering stars, for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever.
亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说，看啊，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的康复话。
These are grumblers, malcontents, following their own sinful desires. They are loud-mouthed boasters, showing favoritism to gain advantage.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话。他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
It is this who caused the visions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. Well, that's what Jude wrote to the people.
这就是犹大书。
Now, let me begin by saying this. I myself needed a minor day surgery on the forehead some 20 years ago.
大约二十年前，我必须在额头上动了一个小手术。
And two good things happened to me that very day.
而那天有两件好事发生在我身上。
One, of course, was that the surgeon solved my problem.
第一，当然就是医生解决了我的问题。
The other was that I gained a piece of wisdom that day.
而另一件就是我那天领悟到一件事。
The doctor said this to me after the operation.
手术后，医生这样对我说。
Be careful when you stand up and walk.
你站起来时走路时要当心。
The anesthesia on your forehead is still having its effect.
你额头上的麻醉药还有效。
And so you can go and knock your head on something and bruise it badly, and you won't even know.
你或许会敲到你的头，伤得很严重，却仍然不知觉。
Now the doctor's word alerted to me to a less noticed aspect of pain.
医生的话提醒我关于肉体上的疼痛，比较不为人知的一面。
That is physical pain apart from all the discomfort that it brings.
除了身体上的不适。
Pain functions as warning signals to protect us from further injuries and greater pain.
疼痛起到保护我们免受更多伤害和痛苦的警告。
Agree?
你们同意吗？
When we touch something really hot,
当我们碰到很烫的东西，
What do we do?
我们怎么办呢？
We hold it tight.
我们紧紧地抓住吗？
Never.
不可能。
We quickly backed away.
我们会赶紧闪开。
And why so?
为什么呢？
Because the pain that we felt initially alerted us to the danger, and we run away from danger zone.
因为痛楚的最初的感觉促使我们逃离危险。
And so, in short, pain is something that is unpleasant too, yet protective over us.
所以疼痛虽然让我们感到不舒服、不适，却也同时在保护我们。
Now, when we turn to this morning's epistle,
当我们看到今早的书信时
，we see something that's probably also unpleasant too, but protective of us.
我们可能也看到一个让我们觉得感到不舒服，但同时也在保护我们的东西。
And something of this nature keep popping up.
而且这样的是一直出现。
I'm referring to the list of warnings and the words of judgment.
我指的是一长篇的警告和审判。
I consider warning to be unpleasant.
我认为警告是让我们觉得不舒服的。
Because they either tells us that we are going to bump into something that's not nice.
因为他们告诉我们即将要碰到某些东西。
Or that we are already in hot soup and it's time to make escape.
或我们已经步入了危险地带。
But in either case, in both cases,
在两种情况下
，words of warning are protective of us.
警告的话是要来保护我们。
Because they keeps us from danger.
因为它让我们远离危险。
Now, question: Why did Jude flood a short epistles with a long list of warning and words of punishment?
那为什么促使犹大在这么短的书信中写了这么长篇的警告呢？
Jude's letter was probably written to Jewish Christian living in the Palestinian area.
犹大的信可能是写给当时居住在巴勒斯坦的犹太基督徒。
People called Christians.
就是基督徒。
And Christian we know are people who are saved and called to live God's goodness.And purpose on earth
是被神救赎呼召要活出上帝的良善和旨意。
But here comes a problem.
但出现了一个问题。
A group of people infiltrated into that church where Jude wrote to.
有一群人潜入了这个教会。
And what do they do?
他们做什么呢？
They gave a new spin to the doctrine of grace by saying that since God is such a gracious God.
他们说因为上帝是蛮有恩典的
So accepting
很包容
Then people need not be uptight any longer
既然是这样人们就不需要那么拘谨
It's okay to let go and enjoy
我们可以尽管的尽情享受
Let's turn off the lights and party
我们可以尽情的享受
Thank God, no one respond to my call to turn off the lights Now, using Jude's own words
犹大说
He said that these people pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our own Master and Lord Jesus Christ.
这些人把我们的神的恩典当作放纵情欲的借口， 并且否认独一的主宰，我们的主耶稣基督。
Well, this is a dire situation, and Jude had to respond.
这是一个很糟糕的情况。
His strategy was to write a letter that draws a line as sharply as possible between the believers and the infiltrator.
犹大的策略是写了一封信，在信徒和入侵者之间划清界限。
We will call these infiltrator heretics from this point onwards.
这些人我们就会叫他们称他们为异端。
And Jude's aim in writing was to minimize the heretics' influence on the church.
犹大是希望能够减少异端对教会的影响。
And maximize the Christians or the disciples' adherence to correct teachings.
和让门徒们坚持正确的教导。
And so from verse 5 to 19.
从五至十九节
Jude packed a long list of warnings and words of judgment.
犹大写了一整篇的警告和审判的话。
If we do a count, there are altogether 5 sets.
一共有五段。
And he also inserted into each set his own comment.
他也插入了自己的意见。
Now, if we didn't know why just now I was, you know, there was some L and some C, I know it was a bit confusing. Why we read the scripture that way?
刚才我们之所以会采用这样的响应式的读法。
Well, I was actually enlisting our help to read Jude's warning and words of judgment.
我们回应的是犹大的警告和判断的话。
And I myself was reading the comments.
而传道就读了他对其中的意见。
In the next 10 minutes or so.
接下来十分钟。
Let us put our focus on.One aspect, just one aspect in each of the 5 sets.
让我们就专注于一方面，在这五段当中所提到的。
And I think that we need to go through what Jude wrote.
我认为我们必须这样做。
Because the stuff that he mentioned really, trust me, demands some explanation.
因为犹大所提到的东西确实需要一些解释。
Or at least some elaborations.
一些阐述。
Okay, let's begin.
让我们开始。
Now the first set.
第一段
The first set mentioned the sins of Israel, certain angels, and Sodom and Gomorrah.
第一段五到八节提到以色列某些天使索多玛和厄摩拉的罪恶。
Now, what's really interesting is the portion of the scripture where it says that these angels did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling.
有趣的是，圣经提到这些天使不守本位，离开自己的居所。
Jude, by saying so, is actually referring to the story about certain angels that came down from heaven in ancient times.
犹大是指某些天使从天上降下来。
And what did they do?
他们做了什么呢?
They took women as wives.
他们娶女人为妻子。
Produced through them offsprings.
产生了后裔。
And they were in turn judged by God for doing so.
也因此被神审判。
May I ask who has heard this story before?
我们当中有谁听过这个故事呢
？Yeah, I saw hands. Okay, I believe many of us have actually heard such a story before.
我认为我们都可能有听过。
But do we know that this story is nowhere found in the Bible?
但这个故事不出现在圣经里。
Jude got it from this Jewish religious literature entitled First Enoch.
犹大是从犹太宗教文以诺前书得来的。
Well, I request of us to put aside our curiosity concerning First Enoch for the time being.
我请求我们暂时放下我们对这以诺前书的好奇心。
What is more important is to know Jude's point of alluding to the story.
更重要的是要了解犹大提到这个故事的用意。
I believe Jude is saying this.
我认为他的用意是
God in creating the world also created order and set boundaries.
上帝在创造世界时也创造了秩序。
For what?
为什么呢
？So that life therein may be possible and meaningful.
让生活在其中有意义。
And judgment will come upon those who upset this good order and transgress these boundaries.
并有审判临到那些打乱了良好秩序、违背了设定的界限的。
Now the angels, the story tells us, transgressed the proper boundaries due to their lust.
天使的这个故事告诉我们，因为他们因为欲望而违背了界限。
And they were judged.
所以被审判。
So Jude is saying here, don't you toy with proper boundaries set up by God. Don't do that.
所以犹大在声明，不要轻易的对待上帝所设定的界限。
The second set.
第二段。
The second set tells a story that's even less familiar sounding to us.
第二段讲述了一个可能对我们更陌生的故事。
It's a story about the archangel Michael and the devil fighting literally over Moses' dead body.
关于天使长米迦勒和恶魔对于摩西的尸体的争斗。
Now, what caused the dispute?
什么让他们有发生的争执？
The two disputed because the devil was objecting to Moses being given a proper burial.
因为魔鬼不认为摩西应该得到适当的埋葬。
This story comes from another Jewish religious literature.
实际上，这故事是取自于另外一个犹太宗教文。
Entitled The Testament of Moses.
称摩西的见证。
Jude's point herein is that Michael the archangel,
犹大指出，天使长米迦勒
who for all the world has the right to condemn the devil for doing wrong,
虽然他是强大的，有权力的，他应该是重重的来谴责魔鬼。
Yes, my interpreter went before me. He can do that because he's powerful and he's vested with authority. But he did not attempt to do anything like that.
但他根本他没有这样做。
He only says, "The Lord rebuke you."
他只说了一句，愿主责备你。
To Angel Michael, judging is God's prerogative.
对米迦勒而言，审判是上帝的特权。
The heretics, on the other hand, is known to slander angels openly.
这些异端呢，另一方面常公开的来毁谤天使。
Now, why do they slander no others but angels especially?
为什么他们就是特别要毁谤天使呢？
Likely because heretics are lawbreakers.
可能因为他们是违法者。
And angels were regarded back in those days as the ones who guard God's law.
而天使当时是被视为守护神律法的。
Lawbreakers don't like those who guard God's law.
所以违法者是不喜欢守护神律法的。
擦无须干嘛打 ？Okay, so by way of comparison.
所以相比之下
The heretic in condemning the angels
谴责天使的异端者
overstep God's authority
同时也藐视了上帝的主权
and shall be facing judgment
因此也受到审判
Jude is therefore telling his readers
犹大在这里警告
respect God's authority don't follow those fellows
尊重上帝的主权不要像那些人
We move on to the third set
第三段
The third set mentioned about the sin of Cain, Balaam, and Korah.
第三段提到了该隐、巴兰和可拉的罪
All from the Bible.
都是从圣经
Let's just talk briefly about Korah because it's probably the least familiar amongst the three to us.
让我们来简单的介绍一下可拉，因为它可能是在三者中我们最不熟悉的
In Numbers chapter 16.
在民数记十六章。
Korah led a group of 250 Israelite chiefs.
可拉率领一批250个以色列人族长来反抗摩西。
Yes, my interpreter before me. Very good. To rebel against Moses.
他们来反抗摩西。
And these rebels and their household and these people, what happened to them? Do you remember if you have read this story?
这些叛乱分子和他们的家人做出什么事呢？
The earth opened up.
地球他们被地球活活的
and they were all swallowed
吞噬
alive not so calm and not so quietly now according to the commentators
据评论
the sins of these people was that they attempt to make changes or to doctor God's law
他们的罪是试图来要更改上帝的律法
and so Jude in using Korah as an example is saying that these heretics were doctoring or distorting the message of the pure gospel
所以犹大在使用可拉作为例子时是要说出异端也在扭曲福音的信息
in order to warrant licentiousness
以保证他们能够继续的放荡
so Jude warns his readers
所以犹大警告他的读者
never to try such a treacherous thing
千万不要尝试这样奸诈的事
and then when we come to the fourth set
在第四段中
We see here Jude quote directly from 1 Enoch chapter 1 verse 9.
我们看到犹大引用以诺前书第一章第九节。
It's a verse that talked about God coming with his angels in the end times to judge the ungodly.
这是关于上帝和他的使者要来审判恶人。
Now I requested of us early on to leave aside our curiosity concerning 1 Enoch.
早些我请求大家暂时对于以诺前书抛开好奇心。
Well, I'm going to request of this the same thing of us one more time.
在这里，我再做出同样的请求。
But the good news is.
但好消息是。
You won't have to hold on to your curiosity for too long.
你不必等待太久。
All right, commercial time.
广告时间。
The proverb of Pastor Enoch, chapter 1, verse 1.
从以诺传道箴言第一章一节。
Yeah, not first Enoch, Pastor Enoch.
以诺传道。
The verse says, leave chimology to people that possess chimness.
把深奥的道理留给有墨水的人。
What am I trying to say here?
我要说的是什么呢？
Okay, this afternoon at 12:30 p.m.
今天下午12点半。
Pastor Hoxing will be introducing to us the book of First Enoch.
Hoxing 传道将向我们介绍以诺前书。
Now I was just kidding when I used the word chim to describe first Enoch.
我只是跟你们开玩笑。
The book is probably not chim, but it's definitely unfamiliar and new to us.
这本书可能没有那么深奥，但是它毕竟是我们不熟悉的。
And the church is organizing this introductory class and encouraging us to us all to attend.
所以教会在鼓励大家来上这堂课。
Particularly because,
因为接下来
First and Second Peter,
彼得前还有后书
The two books that we are going to preach upon in the next few months,
接下来我们讲台的信息
Both refer to First Enoch.
这两本书都会引用以诺前书。
And so to gather some understanding about First Enoch will certainly be helpful when we later on tune in to those sermons.
所以如果我们对以诺前书有所认识，就能够更了解讲台的信息。
So friends, please make time this afternoon.
所以大家记得，今天下午。
12:30 p.m.
12点半。
Leviticus room.
在立位室。
End of commercial time.
广告时间结束。
Anyway, who are the ungodly?
所以这些恶人是谁呢？
Who are these that were awaiting judgment?
那些等待审判的人是谁呢？
Jude says in verse 16,
犹大在十六节说，
that they were grumblers, malcontent, and those following their own sinful desires.
这些包括爱发牢骚、不满者和那些跟随自己私欲的。
In other words, the heretics are people with expanding, ever-expanding appetite.
换句话说，这些邪教异端是拥有不断膨胀的欲望。
And Jude said, "Don't be like them."
而犹大警戒说，不要像他们一样。
Okay, we quickly move on to the fifth and final set.
到第五和最后一段。
Jude mentions here the prediction of the apostles concerning scoffers who follow their ungodly passions, turning up in the last time.
犹大提到这使徒的预言。指的是那些跟随自己的欲望和嘲笑者。
Who are the scoffers?
他们是谁呢？
By definition, scoffers are people who live according to no higher value than their own desires.
他们追求的是自己的私欲。
What is the ramification of living a life as such?
这样的生命会有什么下场？
One commentator say, and I quote,
因为评论家说，
To ban God from the center of a person's life is the beginning.Of evil and moral corruption.
禁止上帝成为一个人的生活中心是邪恶和道德败坏的开始。
So Jude warns his readers.
所以犹大对读者说，
Don't you ever begin doing something like that.
你们千万不要这样做。
All right, friends. So much about the five sets of warnings and words of judgment.
所以这就是那五段警告和审判的话。
But what has all this to do with us? We might ask.
和我们有什么关系呢？
There ain't such blatant sinners, sexual sinners, as described by Jude in our community.
可能在我们当中，没有犹大所描述的这种罪人。
Thank God for this.
感谢上帝。
However, I take it that Jude is saying two things when referring to the heretics.
不过我认为，犹大在谈论关于异端时指出两点。
First, licentiousness.
首先，关于放荡。
Second, the tactic.To move oneself plus others towards increasing corruptness.
第二，渐渐地促使自己和他人走向腐败。
And let's be sure about one thing.
肯定的是。
The tactic employed by this heretic is at the same time age-old and also always in fashion.
这样的手段虽古老，现今还是很盛行。
It is a tactic that keeps reapplying itself and produce ungodly acts.
是一个不断重新应用，不断的造成放荡的行为。
Example, licentiousness.
好比邪淫。
Or something milder.
或可能比较轻微的。
Such as lust.
像情欲。
Lies.
谎言。
Cheating.
欺骗。
Bad mouthing.
说人家的不是。
Or whatever have you.
之类。
Again, what is the heretic's tactic?
再次，什么是异端的手段呢？
It's a two-step action plan.
可分为两个步骤。
Step one.
第一。
Develop a twisted understanding of God's grace.
扭曲对上帝的恩典的认识。
Step two.
第二。
Cashing unashamedly on the twisted understanding.
无耻的在这样的见解中犯罪。
Such a tactic.
这样的手段。
When adopted, Jude says.
犹大说。
Will prompt a person to alter set boundaries.
会让一个人改变原先所设定的一
些界限。Overstep authorities.
藐视主权。
Stretch one's appetite.
舒展自己的胃口。
And extend at will the limit of permissibility.
就延长了极限。
Do you agree with this?
你们同意吗？
At first, perhaps we should never lie.
可能我们真的不应该撒谎。
At first, perhaps we should never lust.
我们不应该
有私欲。私欲对。At first, maybe we should never have bad mouth.
我们可能不应该说别人的不是。
But we tried once, it was okay.
但是我们试了一次。
We tried twice, it was okay.
第二次。
We do something more heinous, and it was still okay.
所以第三次还觉得 okay.
God's gracious.
上帝是蛮有怜悯。
It's okay.
是他是可以让我们这样做。
He causes us to stretch boundaries.
所以就会不断的舒展。
Overstep authorities.
藐视主权。
Stretch one's appetite.
把我们的味蕾大增。
And extend the limit of permissibility.
延长极限。
Jude saw the great danger when one employs or adopts such a tactic.
犹大看到这样的事情。
And that's why in verse 5 to 19, we saw that he went all the way to give warnings to his beloved and to also put down the proponent from the other camp.
所以他就不断地给予警告。
He didn't try to seek for some middle ground, but simply went all the way in ringing the alarm bells.
他没有试图去寻找一些中间立场，而是一路敲响了警钟。
Friends, that's Jude.
那是犹大。
What about us?
我们呢？
We are people who live in an age we can readily reach the big, colorful, and suggestive world just by pressing a few virtual buttons.
生活在这个花花世界里，只需要按几个按钮就即可得到所要的。
And much like the original audience of this epistle.
就像这书信里原来的对象。
I dare say that we are also constantly being invited to adopt the two-step work plan.
我们也不断的被诱惑。
To first alter.
先改变。
And then enjoy God's grace like anything.
然后尽情的享受所谓的上帝的恩典。
Friends, what are our responses to such invitations?
我们对这样的手段有什么回应呢？
In our days, we see things both good and bad are being made more attractive and palatable.
在现今的时代，我们看到无论是好或坏的东西都变得更具吸引力。
And values and lifestyles, both good and bad, are all gaining legitimacy.
而价值观和生活方式，包括好的和坏的，都渐渐获得认同。
At the same time,
与此同时，
most of us,
大多数的人，
including myself,
包括我自己，
are probably under some sort of strange compulsion.
都可能在某种强迫中，
to be so-called more broad-minded and to be more appreciative and accepting of new ideas.
被逼变得所谓的有更宽阔的胸怀，更能够欣赏和接受新的思想。
Friends, Jude may be a bit too naggy this morning.
弟兄姐妹，犹大可能有点太唠叨。
And strong-headed in hammering five sets of warnings.
很强硬的给了这五段警告。
Yet shouldn't his concern to snatch people from the road unto condemnation give us pause?
然而，我们看到他积极的把那些面临死亡之路的人拉回来。
But what's the big deal after all? We ask Jude.
有什么大不了呢？
Answer.
答案。
Toying with God's grace,
玩弄上帝的恩典，
making alterations to it,
改造它，
letting this twisted understanding erase by and by the godliness in oneself,
让扭曲的理解渐渐地夺走属灵的生命，
and the consequences down the road can be very nasty.
这后果将不堪设想。
If the answer given has that I just gave makes sense,
如果刚才我所给的答案有道理的话，
then,
那么
When things increase in terms of attractiveness,
当某样东西的吸引力增加，
perhaps it's also time to increase in terms of prudence to see beyond packaging.
或许也是时候让我们提高警惕。
And when conflicting values and lifestyle all start to gain legitimacy,
当冲突的价值观和生活方式获得认同，
perhaps it's high time to learn to assess matters with the yardstick of the Bible.
也是时候要学会用圣经提供的衡量标准。
And not just criteria such as, is it fashionable?
而不是仅仅是靠时尚
popular,
流行
or does it make people happy?
还是让人开心的标准。
Well, I see some tired body language, and I have to admit that not Jude, but I'm the real naggy one this morning.
好吧，我承认今早唠叨的是我。
But I'm sure that we are all seeing that the media, the marketplace, and the society in general,
但我相信我们大家都目睹媒体、市场和社会
are openly or subtly encouraging us to alter set boundaries.
如何巧妙地来鼓励我们改变设定的界限
？Overstep authorities.
跨过主权
，stretch our appetites.
延伸我们的欲望
，and extend at will the limit of permissibility.
即容许极限。
I therefore appreciate the way that Jude wrote.
因此我很欣赏犹大的这个书信。
And I hope that all of us, you and I,
我希望大家
can be as forward-looking.
可以像犹大一样有眼见。
Sorry, I should say that should be as far and eternal-sighted as Jude.
对永恒有远见。
When we enjoy God's grace,
也同时享受神的恩典。
Jude, what he actually asked the readers to do, having given the warning, is to admonish them to contend for the faith.
犹大告诫信徒们要维护信仰。
To fight for the pure gospel.
为真正的福音来作战。
Well, we will talk more about this next week.
我们下周将会谈论更多。
But let me just register one thing this morning.
但让我今早澄清一件事。
That is, to stand firm in faith is our calling.
坚守信仰是我们的使命。
And Jude says right up front that this is the very thing that we are to do.
而犹大已经说过，我们必须这么做。
But not without help.
我们是有帮助的。
In the first verse, Jude says that he was writing to those who are called, beloved in God, the Father, and kept.For Jesus Christ.
在第一节里，犹大说他写信的对象是那些蒙召在父神里蒙爱，在耶稣基督里蒙保守的人。
Well, this opening words actually has a lot to say about who we are and who we will finally be.
这段开场白其实说了很多有关我们的身份和最终我们该成为怎样的人。
I'd like to draw our attention especially to those words kept for Jesus Christ.
我特别想你们注意这段在耶稣基督里蒙保守的人。
What does this phrase say to us?
告诉我们什么呢？
To me, it tells me that although we are living in a world where there's not only temptations.
对我来说，这句话所说的是，虽然我们活在一个充满诱惑。
But there are also tactics that goes in from here.
虽然我们活在一个充满诱惑的世界里。
Here.
可是我们所听到的。
Into us.
在我们里面的。
And to work in us to create legitimacy for succumbing to temptation.
不断地促使我们屈服于诱惑。
Our end will still be Christ's cherished possessions.
我们的下场。仍然是耶稣基督所爱所珍惜的。
Now question, is Jude overstating or is he telling something that is a precious truth for us?
犹大是把事情夸大了吗？
Allow me to illustrate this with a story.
请允许我与大家分享一个故事。
Not a story about how God turned a licentious person around.
不是神如何改变一个放荡的人。
I'm not telling a story about licentiousness because I don't find necessary here.
因为我们都很熟悉这样的故事。
But what I'm telling is a true story.
我所说的是真实的故事。
About how God is able to keep someone whom he has called onto the journey of faith that is at times filled with challenges, obstructions, and deterrences.
是神如何去保守他所呼召的人虽然在这个布满了挑战、阻碍和扰乱我们信心路上。
The story was told by the Canadian-American Christian apologist Dr. Ravi Zacharias.
这个故事取于加拿大美国籍的Ravi Zacharias 博士。
And you can read the full text on his website.
你可以在他的网站中阅读。
Now here's what actually happened.
这是事情的经过。
After Vietnam fell in the Vietnam War.
越南战争后当越南沦陷时。
A local Christian by the name of Hien Pham.
当地有位基督徒名叫 Hien Pham.
He was being locked up by the Viet Cong.
他被越共军关在牢里。
Why?
为什么呢？
Hien was an interpreter for foreign Christian missionaries and teachers.
原来 Hien 是帮外地的宣教士和传道做翻译的。
Which includes Dr. Ravi Zacharias.
其中包括Ravi Zacharias 博士。
Hien could read and speak English.
Hien可以读和讲英语。
And Hien has faith in Jesus,
并且他也信耶稣
which are the two things that the Viet Cong ain't happy about.
这两件事使越共军对他很不满
They therefore try to undo them both in him.
因此他们试图把这两者从他身上夺走
Hien was not allowed to touch any English publications.
先不准接触任何英文刊物
And the pressure to renounce his belief was increasing by the day.
并被迫要放弃他的信仰
As the day goes on,
当他面临越来越大的压力
，the pressure and the temptation to say I let go was higher and higher。
终于来到了放弃的边缘。
And it comes to this point where this brother was really, as what the interpreter say, was at the verge of giving up. And then one day he prayed to God。
有一天他向上帝祷告。
And this was what he said in his prayer。
他说
，Maybe you don't exist。
也许你不存在。
God, I'm giving up all hope。
神啊，我要放弃所有的希望。
I don't believe in you.
我不相信你。
Tomorrow when I wake up, I'm not going to pray.
明天当我醒来时，我不会再祷告了。
And then on that very day,
就在那一天
，He was sent to clean the latrines.
他被派去洗厕所。
Latrines are those old-fashioned toilets where there's no flushing system, just a hole or trench dug in the ground. Very, you know.
当时那些旧式的厕所只有一个房间，里面挖了几个洞，没有冲水的设备。
Now, as Hien was performing the task,
当他在执行任务时
，he saw a piece of paper stained with human. The next word you fill in yourself.
他看到了一张纸沾满的粪便。
不合作，不合作。Okay, but, on that piece of paper filled with.
粪便。
Had English words.
但是在这张纸条上有英文字母。
And so seeing the English word, Hien did something which I don't think we will try to do if for I mean today.
所以眼看着这张纸条。
He took it, he washed it, and he put it in his pocket.
他洗后将它放在口袋里。
And then that night.
那天晚上。
Under the torchlight.
用手电筒。
He started to read what was written on that paper.
他就阅读那张字条
line by line he read
一句一句的
and then he came to this line that says
然后就来到
for I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord
我深信无论是死是生是天使是统治者是现在的事将来的事有势力的高处的深处的或是任何别的被造之物都不能使我们与神的爱隔绝
At the verge of giving up
就在要放弃的那一刻
God's message came
神的话语来到他
The toilet paper that he picked up was actually chapter 8 of Romans
那张卫生纸原来正是罗马书第八章
You guys keen to know what Hien did after that?
过后Hien怎样呢
He requests to clean the latrine every day
他每天都要求要洗厕所
And I'm not kidding you Anyway, to cut the long story short Hien did not give up his faith
长话短说 Hien最终没有放弃他的信仰。
And it came a time where Hien was had the opportunity to escape from Vietnam.
终于他有机会从越南逃出。
Sadly, he was spotted by four Viet Cong.
不幸的，他被四个越共军发现。
But,
但是
instead of turning him, the four soldiers said they wanted to run with him.
他们不但没被 抓拿、他们不但没被抓拿，他们还希望和他一起逃走。
And he later said that it was really because of this four soldiers' skill in navigating waters that they really crossed the choppy waters.
过后借着这越共军的航水技能，他们成功的渡过海。
Their boat with 52 escapees and also four soldiers landed up in Thailand.
船上的52个人加上四名士军都安全的抵达泰国。
And Hien finally made way to America.
而现最终也去了美国。
Nothing.
没有任何东西。
Nothing, says Apostle Paul.
没有任何东西。
Will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
能叫我们与神在耶稣基督里的爱隔绝。
We have to contend with that tactic, that two-step plan.
我们需要来抵抗这两个步骤。
But we are not without help.
但是我们不是没有帮助的。
We are kept for Jesus Christ.
我们蒙耶稣基督保守着。
Let us pray.
祷告。
Father Lord, we thank you that you are with us in this world where ideas, creative ideas, overly creative ideas abound. And there are also times when there are trials and temptation. But through it all,the words of the Bible, the promise they have given, will not fail. And so, Lord, it's really not by us, but it's by your promise, Lord. We believe that we shall, in your time, where you bring an end to everything, be reckoned as cherished possessions of yours. And for the journey ahead, Lord, we know that we have our part to play.Brothers and sisters, I'm not sure that we do this, but I just want to take just a few seconds and ask us to open our hearts to God right now. And ask Him to just fill us with strength. Strength to combat, perhaps, first of all, against ourselves. Combat with the inclination to employ the two-step plan.Just take a few more seconds to pray to God and ask for strength and wisdom. Father, Lord, we thank you for listening to our prayers in Jesus' name.